this morning do not even believe this word. So that lets you know the state of the church. That lets you know why we see some of the crazy things we see, amen. Hallelujah. That lets you know, amen, that everybody, as Jane Cleveland said, everybody's singing about it, that is heaven, ain't going. Right? But we that are believers in Christ Jesus, we have a blessed hope. We have a hope anchored in truth. We have a hope, amen, that we're curious through whatever chaos this world can bring against us. We are the children of the King. Live in the light. Live in the light. So you're talking about this? Is Paul talking about sunlight? Live. We all know this to be true, that you can go into a very dark room. You've heard this analogy, I'm sure, more times than you care to hear it again. But you can go into a very dark room and take a match. Or for those that used to smoke, you can better and light a cigarette, and it pushes back the darkness, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, live in the light. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-8. We're going to look at verses 1-3. I'm talking about living in the light. Light of what? In the light of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Living in the light. Amen. Living in the light of the word, amen, by way of the Holy Spirit, amen, being able to discern light from darkness. You would think that's easy. But you know how many people are walking in darkness and think they're walking in light? It's all around us. But concerning those times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. See, people forever have been asking, well, when's the Lord going to come back? When the Lord going to come back? When the Lord's going to come back? I think it's pretty great that the Lord didn't give a specific time frame, you know, because you know how we are as people. If you knew on December 18th, which happened to be my wonderful great birthday, but just to use a number, December 18th, 2027, the Lord's going to return, what would most people likely do? They're going to act a fool. They're going to live for the devil until the 17th, right? And then on the 18th, oh, I'm saying that you. So the Lord wants us, amen, to show that we really do love him. So he didn't give a date. He just said, be ready. We know the story. Bridesmaids, right? Five of them was ready. Five of them were prepared. But there's another group that, well, we ain't here yet, but we'll be ready by the time we get here. But when the bridegroom showed up, that is when Jesus showed up, they were not ready. And it wasn't no, Lord, give me a minute, give me 2 minutes, I'll be right back. Wasn't none of that. I tell folks all the time, they say, well, you know, before I die, you know, I'm going to give my life to Jesus. I said, bam, Jesus got shot in the head. You going to do what? It didn't happen just that fast. I was driving the other day, and FedEx truck, right? I'm on my side of the road, on this side. And I saw him drifting. I'm not talking about that car, I just kind of drifted. I didn't think too much of it. He kind of drifted, and he kind of went back. Then he drifted back again, and he pulled into my lane. I'm literally went like this. And I, I needed to go to the right, but I couldn't go to the right because there was nowhere for me to go because where I was at on our road, I couldn't do that. And luckily, thank the Lord, not luckily, but thank the Lord, he went on, oh, he or she, whoever was driving, got back into their lane. And I literally thought right there, I said, man, it could have been over just that fast. Not just after this past week. It could have been just that fast. And see, we don't think about it like that. But understand, amen, we don't have to worry about that as long as we're in Christ Jesus. As long as he is your Lord and your Savior, you don't have to worry about, well, what about that? What about it? What about it? I'm prepared to meet the Lord. I thank the Lord, amen, that I was able to tell Dr. Chow, hallelujah, during my cancer time frame, that period of my life, amen, I win either way, God. Whatever happened, I win. Why? Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. That's what Paul is trying to impress upon the saints. As long as you are in Christ Jesus, you win. It says, amen, unprepared for Christ's coming. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 3, once again, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes, what? As a thief in the night. Y'all ever see that old movie, 1970 movie, A Thief in the Night? That whole series that, I can't think of the first name, but Congiano, I think it's actually an Italian guy, but an American, made all these series of movies about Revelation. And the very first one he made was A Thief in the Night. Now, I've seen it since then. It looks so cartoonish now compared to all the technology that we have now. But when it came out in the mid-70s, late-70s, amen, woo-wee, that thing looked real. Because you can imagine, man, it's going to probably be like that. Now I know, yeah, the pretext is on, but it ain't going to look nothing like that. Because now we got better technology and we know how things can go. But the point of it was, the movie was about, you know, the rapture. Amen. And all the folks that were in the church, and not just them, but we're going to talk about the church, folks. It was in the church. Pretending. Got left behind. I know we, a lot of us say that series. Left behind. I don't want to be neither in none of those. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be caught off guard, a thief in the night. I want to be ready. So the question becomes, how do you be ready? Notice I didn't say, how do you get ready? But how do you be ready? By getting ready, you be ready. Getting ready is, first of all, trusting in Christ Jesus, him being your Lord and your Savior. Step number one, you cannot get to step two until you do step number one. Believe on Jesus Christ. There's no other name given on to man by which they must, not should, not can, maybe, but must be saved. In other words, there's no alternative. There's no Buddha. There's no Allah. There's nothing else. Just Jesus. Then after that, then you got to secure that thing. Amen? Now the title and the text was unprepared. But if you focus on being prepared, you'll understand what unprepared is. Being prepared, amen, is receiving Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Being prepared, amen, is that once you do that, now you got to grow up in this thing. You can't no longer be a child. At some point, Paul told them, he says, how long has it been since the last time I've been here? He says, last time I was here, I understand you were babes in Christ. You just started out. But I've been gone for such a time, I come back, and you still babes in Christ. It's time for you to grow up, put down the milk, and pick up the meat and potatoes. In other words, he said, now you got to stop tiptoeing around the mulberry bush and get serious about your understanding of who Christ is and what your responsibility is. See, we always want to put it on Jesus. He's going to do everything. He's already done everything, but now we got to do something. We got to live this thing.
Yes.
We got to live this thing before a dying world. We can't walk like them. We can't talk like them. We don't dress like them. We don't think like them. Amen. We don't live like them. Why? Because we are a child of the King. Not just any old king, but the King of the world, Jesus Christ. And there's a requirement for us to do what? Draw all men unto him by living a life, amen, that is acceptable to him. a glorious, righteous life, a Holy Ghost filled life, not a perfect life. He knows we can't do that. Because it says in the text, amen, what? That if the Lord delays, not in this particular text, but if the Lord delays his coming, even the very elite will fall for the deception. So he's not asking us to be perfect, but he's asking us to be committed, to be obedient to the word of the living God, even unto death. Being prepared, amen. Studying to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. Got to read this book more than bring it in into the church house. Amen. Got to read this book. Why? So you get the word of God inside of you. I've hidden thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. See, these verses in the word of God, they're real. They mean something. All of this is preparation to be ready when the Lord comes. At some point in our walk in Christ, amen, I want to use routine. No, that's not the right word. It should be a way of life being a Christian. Yes. It should be a way of life. Why? Because one reason the Lord saved us and left us here is so that, amen, the word says God doesn't want to see anybody perish. Anybody be separated from him for eternity. So therefore, we are here to be the example to how you can endure, how you can overcome, how you can be victorious in this world, in this life, in Christ Jesus. And therefore, encourage somebody else. What is it about you that you don't act like them? You don't do what they do, going through the same type of things that they're going through. Well, let me tell you about Jesus. Come on, saints. Yes. This is real. Yes. When Paul wrote these letters, amen, hallelujah, they were not in a time where they could see what we see right now. They were not in the place. There were so many things that had not transpired. Remember, we're reading history and we're reading future. We're reading history and we're reading prophecy. To them, it was present day. They were living this thing. They were going through this thing. But now we live in a time where we can pick up the word of God. We can read. We'll go from Genesis to 1 Thessalonians. And even if you're not a believer, you can read from Genesis to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And say, oh my goodness, I heard about that. Say, hey, I remember, didn't they write that in the history book about this? You can see what has transpired. And that should be enough impetus for somebody to say, with just another conversation, well, if all of that transpired, well, maybe the rest of it is going to transpire too. Maybe I need to get my life right with Christ Jesus. We live in the time and the day, amen, where it's no longer for anyone that believes. It's no longer, hallelujah, maybe. Now we know it's a certified fact. Jesus is coming.
Yes. Yes.
You mean to tell me the one that spoke of seen and unseen into existence. The Spirit of God hovered over the board. And the Spirit of God began to speak. He said, the Word. Who was the Word? Jesus Christ. And everything he spoke. So now we move to today. Oh, no, we're going to move to today. We're going to move to Paul's time. Paul is saying to them, concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need. He said, don't be worried about when and if and how those things are going to come to pass, when the Lord is going to show up. He said, don't concern yourself with that. He said, but be ready wherever he does show up. So get a prayer life. Hallelujah. He said, study the word. Hallelujah. He said, remember what I told you last time? He said, don't just be kind to your family and your friends, but to everybody show some love.
Yes.
Well, you mean, Paul, you mean just the ones that treat me the way I want to treat? No, I didn't say that. The Lord didn't say that. The Lord said, everybody. How are we going to be prepared? Hallelujah. Being obedience. Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. Be obedient to the word of a living God. Well, what about be obedient to? But I thought be obedient. But see, they say be obedient. But I heard the other preacher be obedient to what the word of God has said. No longer, maybe years past, we could kind of tiptoe around this thing. But time is too short. Time is too short. I don't have a date and I'm not trying to look for one. But I can understand, I can discern the time as little as I can by the word of God. And I understand whatever amount of time I thought I had last year, 10 years ago, I ain't got that now. And I believe the Lord's a lot closer than being further away. Yes. All you got to do is look at what's going on in your world to live in today. Turn on the television. Oh, my goodness. Send the kids to school. Oh, my goodness. Walk down the street. Oh, my goodness. It's everywhere. What's everywhere? The darkness. The demonic influence. And the Lord is saying, you need to be prepared. Amen. You need to be ready. He says, you think the world is dark now? You don't realize what's coming. So get yourself prayed up. I'm going to get prepared. Studied up. They want to outlaw the Bible, so need to hide that word in your heart. He says, amen. You need to walk circumspectly. Now that simply means pay attention to what's going on around you. Don't go everywhere everybody else is going. Honey, walk according to the word of the living God. Talk according to the word of the living God. You're going to be okay. But when he says, when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Every woman in here that's ever had a child, don't have to explain that to you. For every man that has never had a child, ask your wife, he'll read the word. Mm-hmm. Here Paul's encouraging the believers to do what? Be ready, not to be getting ready, but to be ready. The return of Christ will be an unexpected, and yes, an unwelcome event for those who are not spiritually prepared for it. Do you believe that? Who doesn't want the Lord to come back? Who doesn't want to meet the Lord in the air? Well, we know that I'm prepared. Those that have not believed. Paul says some might have thought that they were in a place of security. Uh-oh. Well, I've been preaching for 25 years. Uh-oh. A place of peace, and did not need to ready themselves for the Lord's return. Mm-hmm. These would be unfaithful followers of Christ. For those who have not submitted their lives to Christ, their Lord and their Savior, amen, says his return will come upon them how? Suddenly. It's labor pains upon a pregnant woman. Paul is saying, amen, that the day of the Lord return will come suddenly and unexpected, like a thief in the night. While the world proclaims peace and safety, amen, destruction will come upon the unprepared with inescapable swiftness. This passage underscores the danger of spiritual complacency. When I go to church, I pay my tithe. I mean, I've missed a few, but the Lord knows my heart. When I have it, I give it. I support, I help out the things around the church. Whenever the first lady says they need it, I'm there, I help. Do you pray? You study your word? And then if you do those things, do you live it out in this life? Because see, there's a whole bunch of, I don't know how many, Bible theologians. They can tell you who wrote the book, when they wrote the book, how they wrote the book, and all that kind of stuff. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. So they didn't live according to the word that they know. Christ's return would not be delayed to accommodate the unprepared. The Lord is not going to say, oh, Brother Melch, I'm going to have to give him one more day. He's not doing that. Because he's giving us one more day today. Mm-hmm. Being prepared for Christ's return, 1 Thessalonians, amen. Hallelujah. 5:4-8. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so this day should not overtake you as a thief. Why does Paul tell them they're not in darkness? Because they're receiving the truth of the gospel. They're receiving the truth of the word right now. They're being told how they are to be living. They're being shown how they are to be living. Amen. They have been given the scriptures. Some of them can talk to folks that were actually alive and was with Christ. Amen. Before he ascended back to the Father. So they're right in the midst of this thing. So he says, amen. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. You know the word. You've heard the word. Amen. So that this day should not overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Let us watch and be sober. Man, if I could pound a two-word phrase into the church, watch and be sober. Be discerning and be prepared. Be discerning. Understand that when you hear certain things, it's not an isolated incident, saints. It's all part of the process of the enemy of our souls, amen, preparing this world for bondage. And so therefore, when we recognize that, it ought to encourage us even more to do what? Get in the word. To get the strength. Ensure that we're not just talking about the Holy Spirit, but that we're filled with the Holy Spirit. So that we have the discernment, amen. And then the Holy Spirit can give us the wherewithal to navigate in this world as we're going to need to do. I'm going to tell you, even in the natural. And I got to get ready to close up. We're going to get there, though. I'm going to finish. In the natural, I'm trying to prepare my family, that is me and my sweetheart right now, and I've told my kids what they need to be doing about some of the things we can do in the natural. Because we don't know what's going to happen. What am I talking about? I'm talking about food and water and a meal. So you ain't got to try to go to a store and not have the mark, because they're going to turn you away. So when they cut out the president is pushing this digital dollar. He's been doing it for a couple, few months. Maybe you didn't know he's pushing the digital dollar. I don't know. There's a lot of folks pushing things that they're not necessarily don't understand the spiritual implication of it. I don't know if he does or not, but the point I'm trying to make is that he's pushing the digital dollar. There are stores in America right now who will not accept cash. Will not accept cash. Now, I ran into that years ago, you know, flying from Europe back and forth. They've been trying to get a hotel rental car and had been doing it before. They're suddenly, oh, now you have to put it on credit card. I said, well, I got the money. I'll pay you when I get there. No, you got to put it on credit card. Mm-hmm. That was 20 years ago. Why do you think the world is pushing on there? Preparation for the Antichrist. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Talking about being prepared. We're not of the darkness, we're of the light. So he says, encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians 5:9-11. For God did not appoint us to wrath. Everything I said, understand, God is not appointed us to wrath. but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. He says, I know you're already doing it, but I want to encourage you to keep on encouraging, keep on uplifting each other in Christ Jesus. Trust in the word of the living God. Our salvation, our hope, is in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So don't let all the stuff that's in the word of God, don't let the stuff that I see, don't let the coming things that are getting ready to happen in this world bring fear to your heart. And the peace of God shall put your hearts and minds. Amen. You're going to have it through Christ Jesus. I had so many scriptures I wanted to share at this end right here, but it's overload, I guess. You get the point, right? Be ready. Stay ready. Amen. Trust in the Lord Jesus. Remember, no hurt, harm, or danger, amen, can take you. Nothing enemy in this world can take you from the love of Jesus, from the safety of the salvation that's in Christ Jesus. The only thing that can is our giving up on who Jesus says you are. You're a child of the King. You say you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And therefore, you're not an overcomer. Amen. You're an overcomer.